Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation.
Hey, welcome.
It is Wednesday, and we don't give you no recycled information. We all new for you. Atlanta's in the building. LA's over there. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
What's up, Atlanta? Good to see you.
What's up? Hey, guys.
So here's what we're serving up. An ill show. Later on, does Taylor Swift have some bad blood with her famous squad? And speaking of bad blood, it looks like it's still on and popping between The Rock and Vin Diesel. But first, let's talk about Beyonce and Jay-Z. You know what today is?
What? They divorced?
No, their 10-year anniversary, you hater you.
It's our anniversary.
I thought that's why you wore the lemon shirt. I thought it was to commemorate the lemonade.
I wore my lemon shirt because then I feel lemony.
Whatever you wore for Beyonce, we know it.
Puss.
Lemony Snickets over there.
Yeah. So anyway, Jay-Z on his last album, Frank and Heidi, he had a song on there called Smile. It was on his 444 album, and he rapped about his mom coming out to him and how he cried tears of joy. So on an upcoming episode of David Letterman's My Next Guest Needs No Introduction, he actually opened up about the experience.
I mean, I really cried. That's a real story. Like, I cried because I was so happy for her that she was free.
Wow.
You know, I was like, man. Like,
and how old were you when that happened?
This happened 8 months ago. When the album was being made, like, she just told me. It was like, I made the song the next day.
No, I'm sorry. No. This is when you learned your mother was gay?
No, I knew, but this was the first time we had the conversation.
First time you had the conversation.
And the first time I heard her say she loved her partner.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I love somebody. She said, like, I feel like, she held that little bit back still.
Yeah.
She didn't say, I'm in love. Yeah. She said, I feel like I love someone, and I just, I cry. I don't even believe in crying because you're happy. I don't even know what that is.
You know, pretty interesting from Jay-Z because, like, if you're a fan of his music, you know, he says he doesn't believe in tears coming out of his eyes. So
right.
He has to make the song cry.
Yeah.
That was so weird. I don't even know what crying from happiness is. Like, what is that? That makes me sad. That he doesn't cry happy tears ever.
Like, but I think, with, like, depending on how you raised and how you came up, you kind of emote differently. Like, most dudes I know have never cried tears of joy.
I might have dropped a few tears when my kids do something that it totally amazes me and them. I'm super proud of them.
Oh, you old puss in boots, Frank. We know that.
I mean, when I was a little league coach and I had to give the trophy to my son, I had the assistant coach do it because I couldn't talk about him as a player because I start crying.
Aww.
He's hard, crunchy on the outside, you guys, but there's a little creamy filling inside Frank Kramer. You just gotta go real deep.
Oh. Be like a vanilla Oreo.
It's in there. There's more than one
double
way to
stuff.
Eat me.
Oh! Moving on, we've all heard the stories about the beef between The Rock and Vin Diesel on the set of The Fate of the Furious. Well, in the latest issue of Rolling Stone, The Rock confirms that there is definitely no love lost between the two. Well, first fans noticed that the film was shot in a way that made them believe they weren't even on the set at the same time. The Rock said, "That is correct. We were not in any scenes together." He went on to say the beef came down to a disagreement over professionalism after a face-to-face convo in his trailer.
Oh, wow.
And he capped it off by saying, "But I wish him all the best and I harbor no ill will just because of the clarity we have. Actually, you can erase that part about no ill will. We'll just keep it with the clarity."
Oh!
The Rock is a diva.
That was a read. He is a shaded thing.
You almost had to read it twice just to figure out what he was really saying.
So who amongst us on this show would you say is the most professional? I will disqualify myself.
Well, whenever I want to, if I ever want to, like, bring up professionalism with Headcrack, I just imagine him doing, like, this all the time or this. Like,
no, if I'm rubbing my hands together while you talk, I'm just listening.
Man, what is this?
I'm listening closely.
No.
No, you.
No. Tell me more.
No. Up next, Will Smith is in Savannah, and he's shooting his latest movie called Gemini Man. And while on the set, he came across some adorable little entrepreneurs. Take a look.
Aww. What's up, man? So wait, say the owners. What's up? These are the owners, the business owners of what is Brown Boys Lemonade, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, congratulations. Hold on, y'all get together. Get together. Get together. What's happening? Tell me your names.
Okay, my name's Anthony.
And my name's
Jaden.
Anthony. Oh, Jaden! I got one of them at home. This is Anthony and Jaden. What's up, man?
They came down set. We're going to hang out a little bit.
This.
A fabulous brown boy's lemonade.
Made with honey and brown sugar.
I love that.
Best lemonade in the world.
Love it. Yeah. Yeah.
Not only are my ovaries aching for those two cute little boys, I mean, like, seriously painful, but I want to try that lemonade, don't you?
I know.
It made me so thirsty.
Me too.
You can tell by the look on Will Smith's face that it wasn't that good, but he had to keep playing it up.
Wait, lemonade, honey, and brown sugar.
He sold it. It made me feel like it was good.
I tell you one thing. They are some good businessmen, because for you to get your first endorsement from Will Smith, honey, they're going to be on all the sets in Atlanta.
Okay, they get ready to be on Steve Harvey tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Karlie Kloss has been a prominent member of Taylor Swift's squad, but it appears lately there may be some, ready for it? Bad blood.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
You live for that moment, Heidi.
So she's on the cover of Porter magazine, where she talks about her friendships and how she says that some of her friendships have lasted while others have not. That's not really unique to anybody. That we could all say.
Is Karlie Kloss one of those Victoria's Secret models?
Yes. Now do I finally have your attention?
Yes, now I care.
All right,
yes.
So she takes it a step further, talking about her friendships, by listing the friendships that have actually lasted. She says, quote, a couple have become some of the most important relationships in my life, in particular those I've been in the trenches with, such as Jordan Dunn, Joan Smalls, Tony Garn, and Lily Aldridge. We started as girls and we've grown up together, and I know if I need anything, I can call them up and they will be there for me, just like my friends from kindergarten. Anybody notice anything about that list?
Where is Taylor Swift's name?
And it's not like she mentioned two people. She listed people. So, you know, it's like you've got time to throw in Taylor Swift as well. It's not like you just mentioned your two best friends.
I mean, but Taylor's been kind of busy, like, darting back and forth with her dude in the UK. So, I mean, she's kind of emotionally unavailable to hang out with the posse.
Yeah, if we're close friends and you actually take the time to name other people, I'm going to feel some type of way if you leave my name off.
Maybe it's not intentional, though.
How many friends have you lost, ladies, who got into a relationship with a man? And that man became their world, and all of a sudden they disappear. And then when they break up, they want to come back and tell you how bad it was.
It happens a lot. It happens every time. But that's what a friend is. We welcome you back into single life.
So I told you he was not good for you.
But she's still your friend.
You should have listened to me when I told your ass a long time ago.
Now let's go to the club, okay?
Well, move over, Harrison Ford. Indiana Jones is ready for a makeover.
All right.
Harrison Ford's fifth and final stint as Indiana Jones begins in April, and Steven Spielberg admitted that he believes it's time for Indiana Jones to take on a different form, even though it will upset fans.
Really? A cartoon.
No, is he a lesbian?
Go ahead.
When asked if that different form could be female, Steven nodded and said, we'd have to change the name from Jones to Joan, and there would be nothing wrong with that.
I want to throw my hat in the ring for that. I'm an actress. I came to Los Angeles to be an actress, and I fell into this stupid radio thing. So not in my career, nowhere. But I think this is my shot. Like, right now, Indiana Jones, I could do it. You guys, I could do it.
And Heidi hates snakes.
Oh, you couldn't do it then.
Fleshy snakes.
Oh, no, I love fleshy snakes. I just don't want them attached to anything.
Yeah. I hate to interrupt all this fun, but it's White Guy Wednesday, and when we come back, I have some stories about Joe Manganiello, Russell Crowe, and Owen Wilson. You can't get whiter than that.
We live in America. Every Wednesday's White Guy Wednesday.
That's true, too.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hi.
It's
honey. It's been 2.5 long years, honey, since Miss Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello got married, and he recently revealed, y'all, what he called the biggest adjustment in marriage. Now, he said, y'all, it's coming to grips with the idea that someone who is not related to you could possibly love you that much. She was it for me.
That's his biggest adjustment, is that he loves her and she loves him.
Yeah, was he unloved most of his life?
Yeah, right. What kind of adjustment is that?
Yeah, because when you're a good-looking person, people don't really love you for you.
I don't know about that. They don't really feel that they love you. They think they really do love you.
Oh, And honey, it's just he just felt that way.
Maybe he didn't understand the question, because we already know that she loves him beyond, okay? We want to hear a little dirt, honey.
Yeah, we want to hear something that he really had to adjust.
You know, they're still in the honeymoon phase. You know,
like maybe her clip-ins on the nightstand, you know what I'm saying? Or her eyelashes in the bathroom, you know.
We're still being in the honeymoon phase, y'all. What is the biggest, y'all, honey, adjustment in marriage?
I ain't married.
It's like the fact you have somebody to answer to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like someone needs to know your whereabouts. Mm-hmm. Like you got a low jack
like
on your bozak.
I like telling somebody where I am.
I don't like that.
I do.
Not at all. No, I like telling somebody where I am.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I tell my mama where I'm at, and I'm still grown.
Yeah.
All right, so everybody pretty much knows who Owen Wilson is, right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently the guest at a Fancy Palm Beach fundraiser didn't, because over the weekend, an Owen Wilson impersonator crashed the party, wedding crashing style, and nobody could tell. Now, the guy, his real name is Daniel Hartwell, and he chatted up guests, took pictures with him. Someone even posted him on Instagram. Now, this person actually, like, you know, posted this picture and deleted it once she realized she'd been duped.
Dang.
She should have ran with it.
Looking at this picture, there is no way you wouldn't be able to tell. The only difference is that this man's nose is straight.
Okay?
Yeah. Really?
Because Owen Wilson's nose is very crooked.
And he's holding his head the same way Owen Wilson held his head the whole time during Wedding Crashers.
So has anybody ever been impersonated in this room?
Somebody tried to impersonate me online once. He contacted somebody I knew on Instagram. And, like, then she hit me up. It's like, I sent them so many pictures and da-da-da-da-da. And I, like, and the dirtbag in my heart would be like, what did you send?
Right. Send it to me.
You know, for personal reference.
I was a girl, and she was like, I sent this head crack guy a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
So he got the thrill.
Apparently, fake head crack has more game than real head crack.
Russell Crowe is commemorating the end of his marriage to Danielle Spencer by selling hundreds of their possessions in a Sotheby's Australia auction called The Art of Divorce. And many expensive items of jewelry he gifted Danielle during their relationship are up for sale.
Oh. He repoed the jewels?
OMG.
Ooh, he's more petty than any scorned housewife I have ever heard of.
He is peppermint petty in the flesh, honey. In addition to some of his movie memorabilia, there are 6 pairs of earrings, 6 necklaces, and 7 rings up for auction, including an 18-carat white gold diamond ring he paid, you ready, Gary?
What?
$160,000 for.
Oh, wow. Honey, he could have fed all Africa.
Russell is auctioning the jewelry that he says Danielle gave him back because he says that Danielle is a very humble person who hardly ever wore the jewelry because it put her in an uncomfortable position around her friends.
Oh.
Now, that's cute, though.
It really is.
Now, I would have never gave back the damn jewelry. Don't give back the jewelry. But you could tell her that she was just a meek little grand girl, so I had to feel uncomfortable around you peasants because I got these big diamonds. But see, so I give it back.
That's the cultural difference, though. Like, you know, like, you know, she didn't feel comfortable making people feel insignificant by stunting on them. Like, man, in our culture, we floss as hard as possible.
True. Thank you.
Make them feel like peasants.
But do we know if he's telling the truth or not? Because he is the one trying to auction it. And if people think that it hasn't been worn a lot, it'll go for a whole lot more.
Yeah.
And he looked petty as hell. I don't believe nothing. Look at that picture of him.
Girl, but that's
and you just send that to somebody instead of breaking up with him. Just send his picture. Coming up, Drake wore a do-rag, or is it more of a don't rag? We'll show you the photo and you decide. Coming up next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, we always talk about female clapbacks, right?
All the time. Rihanna, somebody.
Somebody's always clapping back. Mm-hmm. But when's the last time we let the panda clap back? I'm talking about Drake. He is clapping back at his haters.
Really? He got haters?
Yeah, I know. He's so nice.
Oh, he has tons of haters. Anytime you on top of anything, people gonna come for you like violent natives with spears.
No.
So, a Toronto comedian Trey Richards posted a photo of Drake on his Instagram of Drake rocking a do-rag and making the duck face.
Oh.
Remember that popping a few years ago in people's modeling pictures. Oh. So, he wrote the caption, Dewey P. Newton in the gradient do.
Oh, God, he is making the duck face.
Yeah.
Or it's like a little kiss, like a Or is that the new light-skinned man face?
That's probably what
they do. That's what they do. Because now they got a little look.
But this is how them do-rag models be looking on, like, the packaging for these do-rags.
Right.
So I guess he's trying to get into that game. So many of Drake's fans had a field day with the photo, calling him all sorts of names while making fun of his do-rag. So Drake eventually decided to respond, and he wrote, wow, it's crazy to see how people hate on how fleek I look in a gradient Dewey. I read enough of your profiles, and your minds are waste from ends that nobody rates. I lie.
Oh. Gave us some Rihanna, didn't he?
Yeah, I was him using his little pop-up.
Yeah, that's what I think he was trying to do.
So, in other words, Drake is saying he looks good in his do-rag while these haters are sad and ugly because no one pays attention to their profile.
Drake, just take it. He knows. Nobody ever talks trash about him. So, this is the one time they got to get down on you.
I mean, but, like, you know, like, let's just say, like, you know, if you saw a dude in a grocery store, like Walmart, 12 o'clock at night, rocking a do-rag, would you approach that man? Is that your type? Do you like a dude in a do-rag?
Approach him. The ones with the do-rag are the ones approaching you at the gas pump.
Okay.
That's the reason why I don't get gas at night, okay? Mm-mm. Y'all know what time it is?
It's deal time!
Yeah. And Gary, this deal might even straighten you out a bit.
Oh, yes!
Check out this hair raid straightening heated brush. Turn your curls and waves into straight, smooth hair just by brushing it. The 3D ceramic surface design includes a digital temperature and infrared technology to prevent heat damage.
Oh my God, I love all the different colors. Okay, Portia, how much is it?
The Hair Raise Straightening Heated Brush has been priced as high as $199.
Ooh, wow.
Yes, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $35.
$35? Oh, my God. And girl, you got all these buttons, honey, adjustable buttons.
And it's so strong, like it's not, you know, flimsy, like it's good.
And the cord comes with it?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The cord comes with it?
That's right, y'all. So just head over to morningsave.com for your new deal.
All right, y'all. Coming up next, the Barney's of weed stores is opening in Manhattan. We'll tell you chiefs about that next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, move over, Cartier, Tiffany & Co., and Valentino, because there is a new store coming to Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and is now being called the Barney's of Weed. I mean,
Barney's of Weed?
Yeah, it's like a high-end weed store. Now, this is, it's the L.A.
I'm in.
I know. The L.A., it's the only way I can get Frank to go shopping.
I'm going straight to the sale rack.
The L.A. cannabis brand MedMen will launch a 10,000-square-foot medical marijuana dispensary on
420.
April 20th. Is that good branding or what?
Yep. I would have called it Fat Sacks.
Fat Sacks.
Just sold big fat sacks of weed.
Why does no one
Saks
call
it? Fifth Avenue.
Right. Fat Sacks Fifth
it was
Avenue.
Right there.
Oh, my God. So they're under New York law, MedMen will only service medical patients who are state residents and qualify medically. So you have to still have your card.
I have my medicinal license.
You do?
Yep.
So you can walk into this...
I don't know if I could go into New York, though, because it's California. Maybe I could.
Well,
I think we may get a field trip. Dish Nation sends me to New York to go to the Barney's of Weed.
You realize he'll never come back. We'll lose him. He won't know where he is. We won't know how to find him. Maybe just follow the smoke trail. Just like, I think he's this way.
The show is over, but make sure you go to morningsave.com for today's great deal. Wardrobe provided by Robert Graham. Dish Nation. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.